Record. Okay, so introduction. And also, because this is a slightly artificial exercise, I mean, a research proposal is a funny piece, you know, because it's kind of abstract and it's kind of slightly not real, you know what I mean? It's good intentions and it's obedient and it ticks the boxes. So, but this is true at all levels. I mean, when we write research proposals for the research councils, the trick of it, it is a kind of rhetorical art. When you write this case for support, you know, you've got to tick the boxes and press the buttons and show that you're jumping through the hoops, but you've also got to make it sound as if it's a living, breathing thing that's important. And it is a kind of rhetorical art. I mean, you've got to make it sound interesting, you know, innovative, exciting, and all the rest of it. So, it's got to be kind of functional and mechanical in one sense, but also convincing, yeah? And some of that is to do with how you introduce it and spell out the context. Now, I'm sorry, but I've just slightly departed from the original plan, which was, and I've put the critique of two relevant research studies here, because this is kind of the place that would traditionally be occupied by the literature review, okay? But because you're only writing 5,000 words, you can't do like a full literature review and review 20 books because you wouldn't have room to do it. So your two relevant research studies here, and you may want to add in the big book at that point if it's relevant as well, approximately 2,500 words. So that's going to be half the whole thing.
For example, the 2,500 words will cover, say, two research projects and the
big book. Could cover the big book as well. I think you could do three things, I think, but not room for much more than that. Mm-hmm. So that critique, you know, it's kind of freestanding in a sense, but it's also going to relate to your research proposals. So out of that critique might come, I guess, three things, right? One thing might be things that you can build on. There will be things in those research studies and the big books that you agree with, and you can build on them, and you can say, well, I'm going to follow that up in my research. There'll also be like the opposite of that, things that you will critique and disagree with. And it's good to do that. You get marks for it in the MA criteria, as you know. Okay? So be critical as well and say, well, I wouldn't do it like that, I would do it differently, it obviously wouldn't work there, or I disagree with that degree. Okay? And the third thing might be kind of gaps. Quite often in the literature you find that, you know, you want to do something and actually nobody really has done it. Or nobody's done it before with that particular group or in that particular location or whatever. So, you know, you've got a gap that you can fill. You need to.
I have a question just on word count. The critique is 2,500. Does the other 2,100 need to be
kind
of equally?
All the rest.
Okay.
No, not equally. I think the other biggest bit is going to be the methodology. Right? I don't know. I mean, maybe one... Well, research question is obviously going to be brief, yeah. Research question is obviously just going to be a couple of hundred words. I think you might want to explain a little more than that. The methodology, you probably ought to say quite a bit about.
It's a research module.
Yeah.
So that's...
Methodology should be a big bit.
Yeah.
So don't, you know, it's got to be kind of getting to grips with what would ethnographic research really mean if I did it with, you know, 15... Or if I did with sort of, you know, 20, 15-year-olds in my class.
Is this proposal the same idea as your dissertation idea?
Yes.
So does it matter that you're being assessed for potentially the same work?
No, because that's a good question, Emily, but you're allowed, I think, to reproduce, I think it's something like 10% of stuff in another module.
So some
of this you can just copy and paste.
Right.
And the other stuff you can kind of reword and rework. So substantially, this will be in your dissertation.
I think this is really more about thinking your dissertation through. So you will use probably the studies, but if you're going to be adding in other studies, which you will be for your dissertation, then the writing of this will have to change, actually.
Hmm.
But it's really that what we're looking for is to see if you have taken on board the ideas of the different research designs and methods and applied them to something that you are going to be doing.
Yeah.
And it's all in for the same date?
Yeah.
All of it.
Same date.
Yes. This 5,000 word essay. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, it's the normal submission date for next term.
What date is that, do you know?
25th of May or something.
April
20th. It's May for the
draft.
May for the draft and June for the final, yeah? So
no, I think
yeah.
April for the draft
and May for the final, okay, sorry.
And around the 25th
of May. Okay. Is that right? Is everyone happy just to check? It's in the handbook. Or the handbook is online if you want, if you haven't got it. Theoretical framework, I mean, I think you know, to try and think about 4 and 5, if you just try and think about that progression from collecting your data, how you need to do that, all those questions about the sample you choose, if it's an empirical project, and how you justify all of that stuff, through to the analysis, and how the analysis will move from, you know, kind of taming the data to descriptive accounts of it, to an analysis of it, and then to a theoretical sort of consideration of it, an explanation of that. It's that sort of movement from the collection to description to analysis to theory, I think you need to kind of show. You can do it the other way around, but I mean, try, but kind of more.
Well, you could, I mean, you could put the theoretical framework first, and then the theoretical framework is determining the research design.
Sure.
Yeah. The big book should help you with the theoretical framework, depending on which one you've done, but the rest of them should do it.
I think that's right. It's like a theory sandwich, isn't it, where the theory is the bread and the data is the bacon, or alternatively the hummus, if it's a...
I have a question then, which is about
the
way of working. You collect data, is that not drive theory?
Yeah, you can do that too.
So, how do you write a proposal before we fetch the data? I mean, in terms of.
Well, that's partly why I said, well, maybe the theoretical framework first. But I mean, there's two different designs. If you remember back, we talked about inductive and deductive research. So it depends. You can make a choice, but you could have the theoretical framework after the method, but it would be tentative. So you're thinking that from the topic and your questions and your research design, you're more likely to be going into this area of theory.
Yeah. But maybe there might be a choice, and I would want to write about theory.
No, that's right. You need to leave room.
Yeah.
But in that case, I think it's like rehearsing the possible options, isn't it? Anticipating.
Yeah.
And also the theory of how you get there. You know.
And also just remember that this proposal does not mean that this is what you have to do for your dissertation. I mean, it doesn't have to be exactly the same thing.
No, it's just got to show that you understand what you think, so really, but, you know. it's difficult, this, because these assignments for assessment are always partly about jumping into groups, you know, showing that you've read the stuff, and you can make sense of it, and you can think about it critically, and you can apply it practically. You know, it's kind of all about that, but also the closer it is to something that's kind of real or something that could be real and something that you care about, the better it's going to be. And then look, take on the end, something about ethical framework.
Yep.
Are there relevant research studies relevant because they're on the same topic, or could it be that you're reading about multimodality or something that's going to be useful for you?
Well, that's a good question.
I think it will vary.
I mean, I think again, if it was a sort of big thesis, you'd have two types of literature. You know, you'd have literature which is who has researched this area before and what did they find and how can I build on it, and then you'd have literature which is theory and methodology, which would go in a completely different chapter. But I think it can be either.
Any other questions?
I think I've quite got most of my wires crossed. You know the critique of two relevant research studies? I was under the impression it was like two books, and then Lisbeth said it can be two articles.
It can be either.
Okay.
Or a chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, I don't think it's likely to be a whole book, but two whole books. I mean, I think that the original point of doing this was as an opportunity for you to really examine closely an account of a research project that would be very succinct, yeah? And to compare that with another research project on a similar area, and for you to really examine, well, what were the choices that these researchers made and why? And what effect did that have on the data collection and analysis? Yeah? So to be able to critique the process through. I think with a whole book, you're going to be having such a, you know, as you found with the big book research, you're going to have so much theory and practice all the way through that it's quite difficult to do a very detailed critique of it.
So if we are using books, you would recommend just picking a chapter?
I would. But I mean, yes.
I've got two books.
You've got
two books.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think it's going to vary, you know. The point of it originally was to focus on the research methods, because it's a research methods project. Mm-hmm. So you're not focusing so much on the topic as on the research design. And then you're seeing, well, how do those research designs apply to my topic? Yeah?
Can I just check, can you do something that's essentially been done before? Because I always assumed that you couldn't really. Something that had been done
before, you ditch it. In my way.
And
then
you
just
find that your topic has been, you know,
when
you're researching it, no, actually.
Someone's done it.
Yeah.
It's probably unlikely that it would be exactly the same, isn't it? Very unlikely. It would be almost impossible to compete.
If you do a case study, no one else will
have
done exactly that
case study. No, exactly.
It's always going to be different. And actually, sometimes it's quite interesting to think, how would I take a classic study and rerun it?
Yeah.
You know, do X mark two. I mean, Sonia Livingston did a big television study. It was a deliberate repeat of a famous one that was done in the 40s. You know, the point was to see whether the same kind of questions or assumptions or, you know, survey structure would produce different results 40 years later and, well, 60 years later. So.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks very, very much.
Thank you.
For sacrificing your Saturday.
Yeah.
Was it? Did it work for? Did it work for most people coming on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Was that
the
original?
Oh,
that's interesting. Oh, really? Okay, that's worth bearing in mind. All right.
And you don't have to take time off work. It's a good thing
in the back. Okay, sorry. Cheers and good luck with the
exercise. Thank you very much.